Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. I hope that your side of the wood is a little bit prettier than our side. It's kind of gloomy over here. So this is our lesson 341, part 2 review of our chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me. This is our part 3 of our lesson on this Sabbath, October 23rd, 2021. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to sing our Tiny Tots song entitled More About Jesus.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We will continue our breaking down of the Lord's Prayer. So we are in verse 9 of Matthew 6. The title is Hallow Thy Name. And our dear brother will be the one to share it with us.
Chapter 3, the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name, Matthew 6, 9. To hallow the name of the Lord requires that the Lord in which we speak of the Supreme Being be uttered with reverence. Holy and reverent is his name, Psalm 111, 9. We are never in any manner to treat lightly the titles or appellations of the deity. In prayer, we enter the audience chamber of the Most High. We should come before him with holy awe. The angels veil their faces in his presence. The cherubim and the bright and holy seraphim approach his throne with solemn reverence. How much more should we, finite, sinful beings, come in a reverent manner before the Lord our Maker? But to hallow the name of the Lord means much more than this. We may, like the Jews in Christ's day, manifest the greatest outward reverence for God, yet profane his name continually. The name of the Lord is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, Exodus 34:5-7. Of the Church of Christ it is written, this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness, Jeremiah 33:16. This name is put upon every follower of Christ. It is the heritage of the child of God. The family are called after the Father. The prophet Jeremiah in the time of Israel's sore distress and tribulation prayed, we are called by thy name, leave us not, Jeremiah 14:9. Do you next slide. This name is hallowed by the angels of heaven, by the inhabitants of unfallen worlds. When you pray, hallowed be thy name, you ask that it may be hallowed in this world, hallowed in you. God has acknowledged you before men and angels as his child. Pray that you may do no dishonor to the worthy name by which ye are called. James 2:7. God sends you into the world as his representative. In every act of life you are to make manifest the name of God. This petition calls upon you to possess his character. You cannot hallow his name. You cannot present him to the world unless in life and character you represent the very life and character of God. This you can do only through the acceptance of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Thy kingdom come, Matthew 6:10. God is our Father who loves and cares for us as his children. He is also the great King of the universe. The interests of his kingdom are our interests, and we are to work for its upbuilding. The disciples of Christ were looking for the immediate coming of the kingdom of his glory. But in giving them this prayer, Jesus taught that the kingdom was not then to be established. They were to pray for its coming as an event yet future. But this petition was also an assurance to them. While they were not to behold the coming of the kingdom in their day, the fact that Jesus bade them pray for it is evidence that in God's own time it will surely come. The kingdom of God's grace is now being established as day by day hearts that have been full of sin and rebellion yield to the sovereignty of his love. But the full establishment of the kingdom of his glory will not take place until the second coming of Christ to this world. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven is to be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Daniel 7:27. Continue in the next slide. They shall inherit the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. And Christ will take to himself his great power and will reign. The heavenly gates are again to be lifted up, and with 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of holy ones, our Savior will come forth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jehovah Emmanuel shall be King over all the earth, and that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. The tabernacle of God shall be with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. Zechariah 14:9, Revelation 21:3. But before that coming, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Matthew 24:14. His kingdom will not come until the good tidings of his grace have been carried to all the earth. Hence, as we give ourselves to God and win other souls to him, we hasten the coming of his kingdom. Only those who devote themselves to his service, saying, "Here am I, send me," Isaiah 6:1, to open blind eyes, to turn men from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified, Acts 26:18. They alone pray in sincerity, "Thy kingdom come." Our next slide, we continue to learn more about the Lord's Prayer. "Thy will be done in earth as is in heaven." Matthew 6:10. And back to all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear little ones, little toddlers, by the help of their parents or older siblings, if you would like to open your section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us, Robert, in this Sabbath day. And please protect my family. And please protect the Sabbath day. And we're going to listen to the Sabbath lesson that we're going to be doing today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, dear ones, this is the section where we explore on the nation walk. We had a bad weather in some areas of the country, so some of the nature walk was done in the week. And we are going to look and see what the little ones had experienced in their nature walk.
Hey, Sean.
Okay, Ethan, go ahead and talk about the
this
appear that we saw.
Okay. Yeah. I saw a black
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone, and my name is Tyshawn. And we saw on our nature walk, I saw a black squirrel running, and we saw other squirrels. and I smelled flowers, and I heard branches move, and I saw a pear too.
Did you guys taste the pear?
Yes.
Do you remember what the pear tasted like?
Yeah. Okay. It tastes almost like apple.
It was almost like an apple?
I think so. First, I like it.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot more.
Yes. Do you guys, I think Emma was here for this one. Emma, can you come and tell what we saw in this part of the nature walk? For the one where the child is pointing to the evergreen tree, we were on the hunt to find what a juniper tree looks like. And so we came across this form of the evergreen that you see Emma is pointing to. We saw the little red fruits, but we did some research on it and learned that wasn't the juniper tree that we were looking for, but we were hoping to find that soon. But that was indeed another form of the evergreen tree. And this fruit on it is actually not edible. So we're going to continue to do that. And the next thing that we saw during the week as we were exploring nature, and we have incorporated the nature walk in our daily happenings, meaning if we're walking somewhere, we're seeing anything, whatever the Lord points our eyes to is what we study in that time of what was given to us. And so here we saw another picture of a school of birds. We were trying to to figure out what we know that they're getting ready for migration because we don't see them like this in this entire bunch. So the homework for the group was for us to go and find out what is the name of the school of birds, of this group of birds. We know what the school of fish is called, but we were going to use that as a part of our learning about what the school of the group of birds are. So we're still going to do that, hopefully after Sabbath, for us to do that and learn a little bit more about the migration and the purpose of that. This is what we encountered on our nature walk this week, the pear tree, and we had a tasting of the pear, and we also had the touching of the pear. And Tyshawn mentioned that in his, we heard the moving of branches, and that's because the squirrels in the area that we saw were moving around from branch to branch. We didn't smell anything much, but this is all that we saw by God's grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, the Edwards family. I'm hoping by God's grace, because of weather as well, the Morrow family needed to do their nature walk in the week, and I'm not sure if they're here. Sister Christina, I'm not sure if she's in. Are they in?
I'm here. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just trying to get off.
Okay.
Okay, Chrissy.
Hi, Kiki.
Hi. Okay. What was going on? What did you do on your nature walk last week? No, Chrissy first, Jeremiah. Please.
I get a star and get a meal.
What?
It's like you.
Oh, you gave me flowers?
Yeah.
Okay. What color are the flowers?
You.
No, they're the white flowers.
The white flowers?
Yeah, those are daisies.
Daisies.
Yes. So what was going on right here with when you was holding the stick in the leaf?
Oh, I coach and Layla got me the game of the leaf. I gave you the leaf. And Layla beat the leaf.
Okay, so what color is the leaf?
Right. Yellow.
Good job. I have to let y'all know. Yes, Jade has a stick. I do have to let y'all know that I don't understand some of the stuff she's saying.
Yeah.
So I can't even interpret for you.
Jade's got an animal and a stick.
Oh, he was pointing at the animal with his stick. That's what you said? Okay. So let Jay talk about his. What do you have right here in your hand?
Leaf.
Good job. And what color are the leaves?
Green.
Green. Why are they? Are they alive or are they dying?
Dying.
Good job. And they're dying because we're entering into autumn, and all of the leaves are dying because we're going to be eventually going into winter. Jay, your turn.
Jay, please.
Okay, you're screaming. Excuse me, ma'am. Next. Goodness. Jay, what's going on here?
I was trying to get the squirrel, and I had the tree, and I tried to get the squirrel.
Oh, you was trying to get the squirrel?
That's an animal.
Yes, it is an animal. What was the squirrel trying to do?
He was just trying to eat his food.
What kind of food does he eat?
He eats hatty.
No. He eats. What does he gather from the tree?
He grabs his food. Okay. Then he goes on the tree.
Yeah, what? I know he's hugging the tree. But what does the squirrel eat? What was he getting from the tree? Squirrels have food, but they don't eat ice cream. Okay, you don't get ice cream from the tree. He was getting nuts.
Jay is getting nuts. Yeah. Jay get a rock.
Yep, he found a rock too.
Yeah.
Jay, where'd you get this rock?
I got it from the back door.
Okay. So, what color is the rock?
The color is gray and it's...
Was it clean or dirty?
It's dirty.
Because it was outside.
And black.
Did it smell like anything?
It smelled like poop.
It smelled like poop? Okay, so that's why we have to wash our hands after we touch things outside, right?
Yay.
Yes. Chrissy, did your flowers smell good?
I didn't pick the flowers. I smelled it.
You smelled it? It smelled good?
Yeah.
Yes.
I smell like honey, mommy.
Okay.
And bees didn't get me. I saw.
Okay.
I go to the park, and actually, the park is closed. Okay. I can't go to the park.
Okay. All right. So that was their nature walk.
Get Jay on the tree.
Yeah, he was hugging the tree.
We will be researching the items, and you're going to learn a little bit more about the squirrel and what the Lord had done in nature with all the things that he has designed. Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us. So remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus, make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. Welcome to all of the Dear Remnant family that are joining us. Our opening song, it's a hymn entitled Wonderful Merciful Savior. And if any one of the dear family would like to join, you may take one of the verses. Wonderful Merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the hearts always hunger for, oh, hearts always hunger for.
Counselor, comforter, keeper, spirit we long to embrace. You are for whole in our hearts, hopelessly lost the way. Oh, hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, here in our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Hearts always hung. Therefore, oh, that's always wonderful.
You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace, our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for. Amen. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family study with prayer review, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for the seventh day. Please protect the seventh day. Please protect Joshi.
Please protect the word that we're about to learn.
Please protect the word that we're about to learn.
And bless each and every one of us.
Bless each one of us.
And we thank you for this day.
And we thank you for this day.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening quote for our review lesson is taken from the book Step to Christ, page 52, paragraph 2, margin, and is also a memory song. Jesus loved to have us come to him just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, depending, just as we are, just as we are. We may come with all our weakness, our folly, our sinfulness, and fall at his feet in penitence, just as we are, just as we are. It is his glory to encircle us, encircle us in the arms of his love, and to bind up our wounds, to cleanse us from all impurity. Jesus loved to have us come to him, just as we are, just as we are. Sinful, helpless, dependent, step to Christ, page 52. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comment, or anything you would like to share with the Remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what we have read from last Sabbath, from a part one of our lesson entitled, In Remembrance of Me, part three, in our study book, Desire Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 654.
Until
this step
said
was
taken
Judas
had not
passed
beyond the
possibility
of
repentance.
His
Lord
and
his
fellow
disciples
the
final
decision
had
been
made.
He
Sound it up.
Act.
Fast.
Had.
Very good. Passed.
Had the
boundary
line.
Desire of Ages, page 654. Paragraph 4. Okay. Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. The Desire Ages of Ages, part 6, page 655. Wonderful had been the long suffering of Jesus and his dealing with the
temptation. With this tempted
soul.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that could be done to save Judas had been left undone.
You said it right, Papa, good job. Undone.
Mm-hmm. After he had twice covenanted to betray his Lord, Jesus still gave him opportunity for reciting
repentance
being by reading the secret purpose of the traitor's heart. Christ gave to Judas the final
convincing
evidence of his
divinity.
This was to the false disciple, the last call to
repentance.
Repentance.
Good job.
Next slide, please.
Okay, good job. Go ahead.
No.
Mm-hmm. Appeal.
Appeal.
At
that.
That
the
divine.
Divine.
Human.
Human. Heart of
Christ.
Christ.
Could.
Could mm-hmm. make. Add.
Mm-hmm. Then.
Then.
Spared.
Spared.
Mm-hmm.
The.
Waves.
Waves of.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Beaten.
Beaten. Back by.
Stubborn.
Stubborn.
Cry.
Cry.
Mm-hmm. Return.
Return in a.
Stronger.
Stronger.
Tide.
Tide of.
Subduing.
Subduing. Love.
Very good.
But.
Although.
Although.
Surprised.
Surprised. And.
Alarmed.
Alarmed. It.
Mm-hmm. Try again.
At.
Mm-hmm.
The.
Discovery.
Discovery of. His.
Guilt.
Guilt. Jesus.
Judas.
Judas.
Became.
Became. Only.
Mm-hmm.
The more.
Determined.
Determined. For.
From.
From. The.
Sacramental.
Sacramental.
Supper.
Supper. He. Went.
Mm-hmm.
Out. To.
Complete.
Complete. The work of.
Betrayal.
Betrayal.
Good job, Talia. Desire of Ages, page 655, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 654. In pronouncing the woe upon Judas, Christ also had a purpose of mercy towards his disciples. He thus gave them the crowning evidence of his messiahship. I tell you before it come, he said, that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am. Had Jesus remained silent in apparent ignorance of what was to come upon him, the disciples might have thought that their master had not divine foresight and had been surprised and betrayed into the hands of the murderous mob. On the side next to the slide, it says, now I tell you before it come that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. King James Version, John chapter 13, verse 19. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 655. A year before, Jesus had told the disciples that he had chosen 12 and that one was a devil. Now his words to Judas, showing that his treachery was fully known to his master, would strengthen the faith of Christ's true followers during his humiliation. When Judas should have come to his dreadful end, they would remember the woe that Jesus had pronounced upon the betrayer. Desire of Ages, page 655, paragraph 2.
We are in the Desire of Ages, page 655. Anyone of the dear Brendan family would like to take the following paragraph. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 655. Come. I'll help you when we finish. Let's go ahead. Nice and loud.
And?
The Savior.
The Savior.
Had still.
Had still.
Another purpose.
Another purpose.
He had. Not withheld. His ministry.
His ministry.
From him.
Mommy.
From him.
I think we'll get something.
When you finish reading. From him.
From him.
Whom.
He knew.
To be. A traitor.
A traitor.
The disciples.
The disciples.
Did not.
Understand.
His words.
His words.
When he said. At the feet washing.
At the feet washing.
We are not all clean.
We are not all clean.
Nor yet.
Yet.
When at the table.
And at the table.
He declared.
He declared.
He that.
He that.
Eateth.
Eateth.
Bread.
Bread.
With me.
With me.
Had lifted up.
Had lifted up.
His heel.
Against me.
John chapter 13.
John chapter 13.
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
And 18.
18.
But ask the word.
Ask the word.
When his meaning.
His meaning.
Was made plain.
Was made plain.
They had something.
They had something.
To consider.
To consider.
As to.
Who.
Try that again. As to.
To
the patience,
the patience
and mercy,
mercy
of God,
of God
toward the most,
toward the most
grievously,
grievously
erring. Thank you, Emma. Desire of Ages, page 655, paragraph 3. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 655. Though Jesus knew Judas from the beginning, he washed his feet, and the betrayer was privileged to unite with Christ in partaking of the sacrament. A long-suffering Savior held out every inducement for the sinner to receive him, to repent, and be cleansed from the defilement of sin. This example is for us. Next slide. Oh, and on the corner in the, on the bottom right, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Next slide, please. When we suppose one to be in error and sin, we are not to divorce ourselves from him. By no careless separation are we to leave him a prey to temptation or drive him upon Satan's battleground. This is not Christ's method. It was because the disciples those were erring and faulty that he washed their feet, and all but one of the 12 were thus brought to repentance. Desire of Ages, page 655, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, pages 656. Christ's example forbids exclusiveness at the Lord's Supper. It is true that open sin excludes the guilty. This the Holy Spirit plainly teaches, 1 Corinthians 5:11. But beyond this one are to pass judgment. God has not left it with men to say who shall present themselves on these occasions. For who can read the heart? Who can distinguish the tares from the wheat? Let man examine himself. And on the side, if I can see that, it says, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or a covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I can't see that one. I'm sorry.
I'll hand it to Sir Rick. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Jeremiah 17:9-10, King James Version says, in the bottom left, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
In continuing on with the Desire of Ages, page 656. Continuing, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, for Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, 27, and 29. The Desire of Ages, page 656, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone, and also all the readers. Let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version. O sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned in ways we have grown? We have reserved the 6 questions from our first part. And for those that are in other devices, not able to see the screen, I will read it out. And if anyone would like to take any one of the 6 questions or ask any other question, you can be able to place it in the room, or we can be able to read it out for you all by God's grace. So these are the following 6 questions. The first one is, who is the main character or characters? Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? You can place it in the room or use your mic. So dear ones, may you take out your worksheet to be able to have your answers ready. And who is going to be the first one to read and share number 1?
Not question number 1. Who is the main character, or who are the main characters?
Say
the disciples.
Say
disciples. Disciples. Good. And Jesus.
Jesus.
Jay, do you want to help answer questions? No. Okay. That was the answer question.
The answer to question number 2 was the main idea for this section of our story. Judas succumbing to his betrayal to Christ.
The answer to question number 3 is, and I read the question first for Haley and Emma, where did the story take place?
The upper room.
Good job. In the upper room.
In the upper room.
Number 4, I believe, is at the Lord's Supper, or the Last Supper.
My answer to question number 5, how he relates to the story, is Jesus hoped Judas would change after he washed his feet and after doing all the other great deeds he did for him, hoping Judas would see him as the Messiah. But alas, the result was Judas couldn't find the heart to change, and just went on to do his goal, to betray Christ for the money.
For question number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? I learned and is still learning just how much God loves us, or Jesus loves us, in the sense that he's willing to go to the uttermost to save us. And so many chances are given for us to repent of our sins and come to him. We saw that in the way that he washed Judas's feet, he allowed him to partake of the supper. We see that Christ loves the sinner and not the sin. So I just, that's what I learned from this particular section of this lesson, and wanted to share that.
Before we move on, is there any questions or any comments that you would like to share from the study of part number 3? If it's not, we will continue. But I just wanted to be able to share what I have learned from this lesson as well. But I'm going to do it in the form of a parable. Jesus' word, and Jesus, which is the word, is like water penetrating a hard ground, or what you call dry ground. The more the water seeps in, either on stone, the water beats, and little by little, you will start seeing a little hole emerge by the force of the water hidden on the rock, or in hard ground, which is like dry dirt. You could also see little by little, the water softening the also ground for it to be able to reach. It is just so beautiful to see that the way whole water seeps into any kind of surface, it doesn't matter the material, how hard. Eventually, with the water softening the area, it will reach the crumble. And just looking at how much the Lord not only care for us, but does not want anyone to perish. He will go to the uttermost, but it all depends on the heart. I wanted to share that. That's what I have learned with this beautiful lesson. I also wanted to share a thought, and this one is taken from The Faith to Live By, page 297, paragraphs 4-5. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to read it, it's based on what we have learned. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sharing a thought taken from The Faith I Live By. The ordinance of feet washing is an ordinance of service. This is the lesson the Lord would have all learn and practice. When this ordinance is rightly celebrated, the children of God are brought into holy relationship with each other to help each other and bless each other, that his people might not be misled by the selfishness which dwells in the natural heart and strengthens by self-serving. Christ himself set us an example of humility. He would not leave this great subject in man's charge. Of so much consequence did he regard it that he himself, one equal with God, washed the feet of his disciples. This ceremony means much to us. God would have us take in the whole scene, not only the single act of outward cleansing. This lesson does not merely refer to the one act. It is to reveal the great truth that Christ is an example of what we, through his grace, are to be in our intercourse with each other. It shows that the entire life should be one of humble, faithful ministry. The Faith I Live By, chapter 297, page 4-5.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. And we also have placed a beautiful poem. It's taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 3, Quarter 1, from Lesson 11, page 278, from the Children Activity Book, Sunlight Education Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible, is titled Press Onward. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Press on. Let not your courage fail. Ascend the mountain. Breast the gale. Look upward. Onward. Never fear. The blessed inheritance is near. Though storm and tempest intervene, we'll look beyond this perilous scene to where all heaven smiles above and seraph chant their songs of love.
Press on. We soon shall reach the goal where trials will not oppress the soul. Faint not, and then a crown you'll wear and in all heaven's glory share. Climb boldly over the rocky steep. He who falls alone must creep. Though keen your anguish, never forget, bright immortality's in store for you yet.
Press on. Though clouds of thick dismay arise to oppress thee on thy way, and let thy thoughts to heaven rise and peal as anthem. Oh, I'm being blocked. Through the skies, we soon shall leave this veil of tears to reign with Christ through countless years and sing that song so long desired, that is alone by God inspired. Blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Blessed Sabbath, my Father. Praise the Lord. Is there any testimony? If we don't have that much time, we will continue to be able to share the testimony if you have to after the service by God's grace. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 4 of our new lesson entitled In Remembrance of Me in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for the little children's participation in their lesson. We thank you for all the lessons that we have learned. Father, may it become part of our daily living. Father, we thank you for the blessing so far. We pray, Lord, that you be with us for the rest of the service. May you continue to bless us. May everything that we do and say at this time may be in harmony with you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be October 30th, 2021. We will continue with our lesson number 342, chapter 72, entitled In Remembrance of Me, and that will be part 4. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, and may you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath.